Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. An important deadline is less than 1 week away. March 31st is the final day to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. After that, people who don't have health insurance could pay a fine. Today, I'm speaking with the second highest official at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. His name is Bill Corr. He's the Deputy Secretary. And Mr. Corr, you're calling today because you've got some events coming up?
Well, first, let me tell you that your listeners can go to localhelp.healthcare.gov to find the events that are happening in local communities around the country. So that's one important resource for people. We're aware that on Thursday, March 27th, from 9 until 4 p.m. at the East Lake Academy, 2700 East 34th Street, there will be an enrollment event that will provide people with support all day long from 9 until 4 for individual, you know, assistance in going through the website and answering any questions that they have about what kind of coverage they're available for. And, Mike, one of the things that many people don't realize is that there's financial assistance available for many Americans who seek to enroll. So it's very important to get them the individual assistance that they need.
Why are you focusing on Tennessee? I know you have some personal ties to this area.
Well, we're focusing on uninsured individuals across the country. We feel like in Tennessee we haven't made as much inroads in terms of enrollment as we would like to see. Just to give you some numbers, Tennessee has roughly 890,000 residents who are eligible and uninsured, and right as of the March 1st, about 78,000 had enrolled. So we know there are many people who are uninsured. In Chattanooga, we estimate around 43,000 eligible uninsured residents. And for these people, it's extremely important. We can tell you stories of individuals, you know, that live up in East Tennessee area. Emily is a 28-year-old student who for 2 years didn't have health insurance coverage, although she had both asthma and endometriosis and needed surgery. And she's now got a plan at $125 a month that covers the medical needs that she's got. So we want to get that message out to the residents in Chattanooga and the Chattanooga area and all across Tennessee that there's affordable, quality health coverage that is available to them. And we encourage them to remember that March 31st is the deadline for enrollment.
The law is contentious here in Tennessee, and I imagine that's got to be one reason why some people haven't signed up. People might say, well, I don't like the law, so I'm just not going to participate. How do you respond to something like that?
Well, we look at what this law does. The Affordable Care Act says that its goal is to give every individual who has no health insurance the opportunity to enroll in affordable health insurance in a private health insurance company. Many people say, you know, talk about the government and one size fits all. In fact, the Affordable Care Act and the individual insurance marketplace gives individuals the opportunity to enroll in a private health insurance plan that's affordable. Our success to date across the country, we've had over 5 million people that have already signed up for private plans. We've had 3 million young adults who have been able to stay on their health insurance plans of their parents. Millions more have gained access through Medicaid and CHIP. For those Medicare beneficiaries, we've closed the prescription drug donut hole. There are so many things, Mike, about the Affordable Care Act that are designed to help individuals take care of the health care needs that they have. And it is very perplexing to watch elected officials rail against the Affordable Care Act, oftentimes saying things that are simply not accurate.
We have something called the Medicaid gap here in Tennessee, and that's a very complicated issue. But what it really boils down to is there are some people in the area who would like to get on this, but they can't because of the Medicaid gap. Do you have any advice for them?
Well, the advice is for the state of Tennessee to follow the lead of 25 other states that have expanded Medicaid coverage. We have offered to every governor and have offered to the governor of Tennessee that we will work with them in every way that we can to try to enable them to produce a Tennessee plan that will address the need for lower-income individuals to have Medicaid coverage.
I'm speaking with Bill Corr. He's Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Health and Human Services. You actually ran some health centers here in Tennessee and Kentucky, so it sounds like you're kind of speaking from firsthand experience on some of this.
Mike, I did have firsthand experience. I lived for several years up in the Jellicoe area north of Oak Ridge, where there was a very important need for access to quality health care. And one of the biggest issues we faced is about a third of the people who lived in that area had no health insurance whatsoever. And they waited till they were quite ill before they would show up at an emergency room at a local hospital. So the Affordable Care Act fills a very important need across our country to ensure that every individual has affordable health insurance that gives them access to quality health care. And it's happening every day across the country. Thousands upon thousands of Americans are getting health insurance for the first time. And most importantly, we also need states to expand Medicaid. Let me tell you what Tennessee is giving up by not expanding Medicaid. The federal government will cover 100% of the cost of expanding Medicaid in the first 3 years and then 90% thereafter. So Tennessee is turning down $6.2 million every single day in Medicaid expansion dollars. So we would encourage Tennesseans to understand the benefits of the Affordable Care Act and to call upon their elected officials to help them attain them.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us. Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners?
Please remember that March 31st is the end of the open enrollment period, that we're finding that 6 out of 10 Americans are able to find affordable health insurance for $100 or less by working on our website. You can go to healthcare.gov. If you're comfortable working online, you can call our 24-hour-a-day call center at 1-800-318-2596. And if you want to get local assistance, please look at localhelp.healthcare.gov, and you can find out about individuals in your community who are there to help you learn more about how to enroll.
That's Bill Corr, Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Mr. Corr, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Mike.
And I asked several Republican state lawmakers why they're refusing the Medicaid money. One of them responded with an email. Representative Jerry Durham from Franklin said, quote, "Because we can't trust the federal government to live up to its promises, and thus taking federal funds would be irresponsible," unquote. He said TennCare already represents the majority of state budget growth, and he believes expanding Medicaid would further the problem and put taxpayers in a precarious position. What do you think? Tell us about it on Facebook. We are WUTC, A Rounded About.